That working with attention is the key, and then you know, and it's probably, you know, just the examples I've been using are the more extreme aspects of our experience, in the sense of pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling. You know, but what is actually more predominant is neutral feeling, you know, neither painful nor pleasant. You know, how much of our life is neutral? Well, a lot of it, really. And the you know, one of the problems or difficulties is that we're not used to sustaining attention or lifting up attention to something that's neutral. We tend to look for something else, or, you know, get bored and frustrated because it's neutral. And that's oftentimes what happens with the breath. You know, why is it that we can't sustain attention on the breath? You know, one of the reasons is it's because it's neutral, and we get bored, or we it's not, nothing's happening. But you know, the nothing happening is actually the real, you know, important ground for us to be then cultivating the inner qualities of vitakka, lifting up, using the effort and kind of resilience within the mind, the inner qualities of patience and attention, so that we're, you know, lifting up that attention and placing it back onto the breath, the neutral object, the neutral sensation, and then sustaining that. And how do we sustain on it without the inner qualities of interest, investigation, kind of that query that underlies our spiritual quest, spiritual search? Then you know, we're always going to spend our time looking for something that is either more interesting, more gratifying, more satisfying, or when that fails to bring results, then at least we can grumble and complain about that which is miserable and which we don't like, which is somehow, you know, it's an option that we're constantly taking. So that using that neutral sensation, the neutral quality of vedana, adukkha masukha vedana, neither painful nor pleasant vedana, it's really important to really start to hone attention, so that we can be present for neutral sensation. And again, this is, it's when we're able to lift up attention, that initial application of mind vitakka, sustain attention on that, sustain the application of mind on the neutral, then that a change will take place, and this sense of bhiti and sukha arises. The mind one points and settles on the object, and it's because of the quality of attention. So that this our practice is really one of say working with these, with attention. We're working with vitakka vichara, so that there's a continuity of attention. It comes to the fore, and then whatever feeling is there, you know, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, it's sort of beside the point, and that's a real quality of freedom. There's a real stability of mind when we're not dependent on the range of feeling in order to, you know, because that's most of what people's lives are. And there's this wonderful quote that the Buddha gives of for the ordinary unenlightened person, there is no escape from unpleasant feeling rather than pleasant feeling. And that sense of, and that's human existence in a nutshell, is that constant trying to escape from that which is unpleasant by finding that which is pleasant through the senses. And by its very nature, of course, it's not really, it doesn't satisfy. So it's definitely a lost cause. But that being able to be present with feeling, seeing a feeling as a feeling, knowing a feeling as a feeling, experiencing the feeling, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and holding it with attention, then that has a possibility of sort of transforming into that the qualities of well-being and one-pointedness, the mind coming together.